All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be talking to an individual fighting at Bellator 302, which goes down on March the 22nd, and a very consequential middleweight matchup as Fabian Edwards and Aaron Jeffrey test skills, and always good getting to talk to Aaron, and happy to have him on MMA Canada Radio today. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, no, can't complain, man. It would seem like a lot is going in your favor with this one, though. Like, it seems like it's, you know, a title eliminator sort of situation. So, I mean, that's always exciting. Like, when did you, I guess, get wind that this was going to be, you know, in the cards, as it were?
That's a good question. Probably, I'd say it was like 9 weeks out from the fight when they told me. So, probably sometime like mid or early January.
And, I mean, a lot to talk about with the matchup in general, but, I mean, in the context of PFL acquiring Bellator, like, how long was that period of uncertainty, and is there even a certain level of pseudo-closure in the fact that you even have this next fight lined up, or is there still a certain degree of uncertainty, I suppose?
It still seems kind of uncertain, man. Like, I'm very fortunate to have this fight. Even to still have a contract with Bellator, because apparently they've released a ton of fighters, like guys that were still under contract. So I'm very happy to be here and still be under contract and having a fight on this event. But yeah, they're not doing that many shows this year. I think they're only doing 8 shows. And then there's a couple crossover shows and whatever, man. So yeah, I don't know how active I'm going to be able to stay, but I'm really hoping to get a few fights in at least.
Yeah, because I was seeing in some interviews you've done kind of like recently, like even around the last fight, where it would seem like you still have a multi-fight agreement with Bellator. So, I mean, yeah, that would be confusing with everything you just outlined that's going on.
Yeah, it's very weird, man. I've heard some Bellator guys are entering the PFL tournament. They obviously just did the champ versus champ show, and they had some other fights that weren't even the champs. So yeah, I really don't know. I think they're still kind of ironing out the kinks. It's all, it's a very new thing. So, I'm just kind of playing it by ear.
And I guess something I thought was kind of interesting, because you were talking to Perry Punch, and you'd kind of like made a comment to the effect of like, oh yeah, they promised like this was like a title eliminator, but doesn't necessarily always mean much. Like, have you been in prior situations where maybe it was intimated that a title shot was on the line and that didn't come to fruition? I guess I thought that was kind of just an interesting comment, I guess.
There was nothing set in stone. Like, there was no contracts or anything like that. Like, Johnny Eblen had said my name and called me out, and like, I obviously was down for that fight. It seemed like it was the fight they were going to make before everything went down, but it is what it is, man. They've announced this one as like the title eliminator, so I gotta just beat this next guy and then hopefully get that title shot.
And just because we're coming off of that PFL versus Bellator weekend, like, what were your thoughts on Johnny Eblen's performance against Impa Kazonganai, someone you have a lot of direct familiarity with, being that you guys train at Killcliff FC?
Yeah, it was a good scrap, man. They both fought hard. I would have liked to see a 5-round fight for that one, because it was so close, right? Johnny obviously showcased his wrestling skills. He got a few takedowns. That's kind of what secured him the fight. I think Impa did a lot more damage on the feet, though, obviously. You could see in Johnny's face after, and he got dropped once or twice. So, yeah, it was definitely a good competitive matchup.
Yeah, no, it definitely was an interesting one to, you know, kind of take in there and everything like that. And it seems like, I mean, to your point about maybe, you know, a title fight materializing, like, it seems like he very much has you on his radar. Like, he did mention Impa circa December on the MMA Hour, which obviously transpired, but also mentioning you and Derek Brunson. And then he kind of threw in Jake Paul there, which I feel like that's kind of the, you know, which one of these is not like the other kind of thing, but still.
Yeah, of course everyone wants to fight Jake Paul too. I mean, I'll pass up the title fight to fight Jake Paul also. I don't know why Brunson's name is getting thrown out there so much, to be honest. I mean, it's like a fun matchup for sure, but it's not like he was the UFC champ or anything. He had one fight in PFL. It wasn't the most riveting fight, I don't think. So I don't really think that matchup makes a whole lot of sense, man. But obviously Derek Brunson's like a bigger name than me, so whatever puts asses in seats, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really see them doing that, at least right away. I mean, it's probably what you said as well, just like the cachet kind of component, and you even touched on it with like the whole like, oh, I fight Jake Paul as well. Like, it seems like that's, you know, something that's of like paramount focus to the growth in fighting. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, you'd prefer to just kind of do the thing and, you know, fight through the ranks and stuff like that, but it does seem like that certain level of like how much of a known persona you are, et cetera, plays a role in it.
For sure, man. Works out great for some guys, not so great for other guys. But yeah, it's definitely part of the sport now. Not only do you have to be a good fighter, but you gotta have a personality, you gotta have a look, you gotta be a mouthpiece, you gotta kind of do something extra to really get your name out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. You got to find something to kind of sink the teeth into. And I mean, I guess there's a lot to talk about with this next fight, but I did kind of want to touch on the Dalton Rosta fight because I didn't really get to talk to you around that point. Like, that would seem like a pretty consummate performance in a lot of regards. Just seemed like you really had a dominant showing at Bellator 298. Like, were those the main takeaways from that one for you? Because it seemed like Rosta was still kind of even, you know, coming out of that fight a little bit thinking, like, oh, you know, I'm the better all-around fighter still. And you were kind of like, oh, it's a bit disrespectful. I thought I had a pretty dominant win over you. Like, what were the overall takeaways in general from that one?
Yeah, very strange, man. Very strange, some of the stuff he said after the fight. Yeah, I'm happy with the performance. I think I fought well. I wish I would have got the finish. I think I definitely could have. He was obviously pretty tired and beat down by the end of it, so I think I could have pushed a bit more for the finish. But I mean, I think I won all three rounds. Maybe 2 rounds. One of the judges only gave me 2 rounds. Came out with no injuries. Moved my way up the rankings. So yeah, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, definitely a performance that, you know, set you up well and put you in this situation. And then I guess even extending the focus to this next fight, like, what are your thoughts on, I guess, just the overall resume of, you know, Fabian Edwards and some of the better stylistic attributes you may or may not have noticed he brings to the table?
Yeah, he's a solid fighter, man, for sure. He's ranked number one in the division for a reason. He just fought for the belt. He's kind of been like a little bit up and down, like wins and losses. I think he's good though. He's pretty well rounded. I think his wrestling is not too bad. He does show that he can be taken down and controlled a little bit on the ground. Obviously, kickboxing is his strength. He's a rangy guy. He likes to stay long. Those are a good solid left kick and left cross. Yeah, I'm expecting a tough matchup.
Yeah, and just with this being at, you know, SSE Arena, like, what are your thoughts on it being in Belfast? I mean, I feel like you'd strike me as a guy that'd be down to fight wherever, whenever, but I mean, I feel like people talk about that raucous Ireland crowd and stuff like that, and it seems like Bellator has had, you know, a few events in Ireland that have really resonated, and you can hear it in the crowd participation. Like, is there a little something to the location of this next fight for you at all?
I think so, man. I've never been to Ireland, but apparently the sporting events there are pretty wild and the fans get pretty crazy, so it should be cool. It definitely adds a lot of other shit into fight week and like the whole thing, like the time change, the food's gonna be different, just gonna be in a new place. Like if I'm gonna rent a car, I gotta drive on the other side of the road, so it definitely adds in like some other things that you gotta worry about a little bit, but no, it should be a good time.
Yeah, I guess you can only pack so many eggs and peppers in the travel snacks for that one, eh?
Exactly. I don't think I'm bringing too much of that stuff overseas, probably.
I mean, some of the stuff people take in their carry-on nowadays, I mean, you probably could in a certain sense, but you strike me as a guy that would have the, you know, decorum to not do that, so respect.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm gonna bring any boiled eggs on the flight this time.
No, but that is interesting. Like, does that, I mean, like, alter the methodology a tremendous amount? Or is it just like a couple of the, I mean, it sounds like you're already pseudo familiar with these outside kind of processes anyway. Like, is this something that is gonna, like, you know, shift things a great deal differently from how you usually kind of ready for the fights and all?
Not really. I'm gonna go out just a couple days earlier than they were gonna bring me, just to adjust to the time change a little bit more. And then I think I'm gonna grab an Airbnb there just so I can have like a kitchen to do some cooking. Again, just because it's gonna be a new place. I'm not familiar with like grocery stores and whatever. I don't know if there's gonna be like a Whole Foods there or something. So I'm gonna get an Airbnb, make sure I got a kitchen that I can just kind of worry about my food and make sure I know what's going in.
Yeah, because I feel like that's like such a good variable for you as well. Like you seem like you're very into, that part of the game. Like it seems like you really know how to properly, fuel your body and stuff like that.
For sure, man. Yeah, weight cuts are super easy. I think it's a big part of like staying healthy during training camp, and like I train year round. I don't take breaks. I don't really take much time off. And I think the nutrition aspect is a big key there.
No, for sure, man. And I was just kind of thinking, I mean, obviously quite a bit ahead, and not to like say you'd overlook this fight, but I mean, we're talking about that PFL versus Bellator event. Like, it seems like they almost want to do this as an annual thing. At the very least, it seems like they're trending to doing a similar kind of event in like the first quarter of next year. Like, is that something that you, I guess, would see as an express goal? I mean, it would seem like you get on a big show, represent Bellator as a champion. Like, is that something you see as something you want to like expressly manifest into next year, or because of the uncertainty we're talking about, it's just kind of like, I'm gonna handle this fight to fight and obviously, stay the course, but just the uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah, man, like any big event is something that the fighters want to get on, right? Whether it's like the Bellator 300 card or the champ versus champ thing, or I don't know if they're gonna do some other like super fight stuff in the future, but yeah, man, any event like that is a good opportunity to showcase yourself.
No, for sure. It seems like an interesting time for the landscape in general. And it seems like I've caught you at a pretty interesting time because you obviously get in a lot of great work at Niagara Top Team, but it seems like you're readying to, head down to Kill Cliff again, and just such a myriad of great individuals there. Like I've seen some kind of like recent picks, at least in the last like few weeks or so, of you working with like Gilbert Burns and Robbie Lawler. And I mean, I've seen you work with Ong La, On Song. Like, how have the preparations been? Like, similar kind of like splitting time between Niagara Top Team and Kill Cliff fairly evenly, I guess.
Yeah, I did the first couple weeks of camp at home at NTT, and then I've been down in Florida now for just about 4 weeks. You mentioned some of the guys I trained with: Gilbert Burns, Robbie Lawler is one of the coaches, like Henry Hoop, Sean Soriano. Really solid group of guys here. And then tomorrow I'm gonna do my last training session here in Florida. It's sparring, and then I'm gonna pack up the rest of my shit and drive back home to Niagara, finish up camp there for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, no, just love hearing that, man. It seems like you're in a great place. I also saw that you got something going on with like Forged Irish Stout, like the Conor McGregor beer and stuff like that. So that's a cool recent development to see too, man.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if you know him, Michael Goisman. He's like a videographer and does a lot of like social media stuff, and does a bunch of stuff for NTT and some of the fighters there. But yeah, he hooked that up for me, so I'm grateful to him for that.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. It seems like he does a lot of great stuff on like the social media and for like the Niagara Top Team compatriots. Like I feel like I've seen him do some collaborative kind of stuff with Jasmine and like a few other people at the gym.
Yeah, man, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, no, it's great to just see him kind of helping with the collective and stuff like that there. And I mean, I kind of saw this a bit ago. I thought this was fun. This was like towards the end of November last year. You were posting over 10 years ago your first amateur title fight against Alex Schultz. Is that kind of wild to like reflect back on some of these things? Like I know like MMA fighters are almost always locked into this pattern of the next fight and the next fight, and you're almost not resting on laurels or even like smelling the roses necessarily, but in an even like a fleeting kind of temporary way. Is that sort of kind of wild or cool to see, I guess?
It's pretty crazy, man. Time goes by fast. I'm just realizing now, like, I'm not the young guy in the gym anymore. I remember for the longest time, I was like the young up-and-coming guys talking to the older fighters, and they were kind of guiding the way for me. And I see the roles have changed, and now I'm kind of mentoring the younger guys in the gym. And it happens without you noticing it, man. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, I feel like you're at a good point in a certain sense, though. I mean, I feel like you're like kind of settled into like a good part of your athletic prime and just like the knowledge you're bringing to the table. Like, I mean, you talk about being like older in a certain way, but I mean, I feel like there's like a good confluence you have going right now. I mean, from what I can see, you're a 31-year-old lad, so you're doing all right, I guess.
Yeah, man, I'm happy with my career. I'm happy with where my life's at. I'm having a good time. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
I was gonna say the girlfriend's still kind of like prepping the mullet and stuff like that for the fights. I remember that was always a consistent thing you had going.
Yeah, she keeps the hair nice and clean for me.
I was gonna say the mussy is a pretty good part of the presentation too. I feel like that doesn't get like enough of a shout out. Like, I mean, the mullet's obviously something that really gets a certain level of the attention, but I feel like the mussy kind of adds to the look too.
Nobody comments on the mustache, man. I wish I could grow it thicker. I think it's still really just lacking. That's why.
Needs like a little more volume in some sort of regard. I mean, that'll come with time, though. I think just keep trimming at it, and yeah.
I hope so, man. I'm 31 years old, and I don't seem to be getting any better. I can't grow a beard at all. I got this little pencil thin mustache, but we're still going with it.
Yeah, no, we're still going in a lot of ways, man, and just really excited for this Fabian Edwards fight. Definitely one that I was excited for when I, you know, saw it announced and everything, and just super appreciate you always coming on and giving insights. But I figured I'd also give you the floor and see if there was maybe any final parting thought you wanted to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, Aaron.
Not much, man. Appreciate you having me on once again. Yeah, everyone just check out the fight March 22nd in Dublin, Ireland for Bellator 302.
Or Belfast, Germany, as some might say, per your Twitter.
Yeah, that's a mistake, eh?
Yeah, no, that happens to everyone. I did see that with the Perry Punch interview that I'd kind of referenced earlier. I did enjoy that chat you guys had, though. But really going to enjoy this Fabian Edwards fight at Bellator 302. And super appreciate you coming on MMA Canada Radio. Looking forward to peeping this fight when it goes down. But until then, you have a good rest of your night, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.